Hi, and welcome everyone to the Transform Your Wellness podcast. I am Karen Hugberg. I'm a life, wellness, fitness, mindset coach, and I help people to transform their wellness and their life and to help them create balance, ultimate wellness, and a life they really love to live. So in this podcast today, I've got a lovely lady that I have reconnected with or got in contact with lately. And we have actually got quite a bit in common. And she's just a beautiful person that has got so much to give. And what I'm going to talk to this lovely lady about is the art of adjusting your health goals throughout life to feel balanced and happy within. So I have got Jodie Elliott with me from Healing with Love and Laughter, which is a beautiful, beautiful name for a business, isn't it? So Jodie, it would be lovely if you introduce yourself a little bit, your background and so on. So go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, Karen. Thank you so much. Well, I'm Jodie, everyone, and I live down in beautiful Torquay with my partner Doug and two of my children still at home. And one of my I was very lucky to have my daughter and son-in-law and my three grandkids move down early last year, so that they're just up the road, which is great. And I have my eldest son and his fiance living in Melbourne, so don't get to see them as much, but hopefully they'll come down one day soon. So basically, my background, well, I've been involved and interested in natural health probably since I was about 15. My first introduction to natural health was with an iridologist, and it was because I was having trouble with my periods and things, and nothing seemed to work. Thank goodness when my body rejected the pill that the doctor tried to put me on to heal it, and it sent me on the path of searching for alternatives. And that's basically where my health story began, and I've sort of been into organic foods and natural living, in less and greater ways as we extend, you know, into the years. And started up my own health coaching business back in, I think, 2010, and put it on hold a bit a couple of years ago because my partner and I started another business, and which is sort of now that's on hold a little bit with due to all the circumstances going on. So just revamping my health business at the moment. So that's really exciting. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah. So you have a really long history and in the wellness or field and so on. And what I hear with you is that your journey started when you had some challenges. And isn't it so that that's often how it starts, our journey starts? It starts with an experience, doesn't it?
Yeah,
and that takes us on a journey. So tell us a little bit more about iridology, because that's something that's I find really, really interesting. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's absolutely fascinating. There's a lot of different parts to iridology. So I actually studied it quite a fair bit. So, and I'm just doing a refresher on that at the moment, so I can be using that in my business as well. You can look at different, like the constitutions of the eyes. It can be generational stuff, the just markings on the eyes. It can be, you know, the iris and the sclera, which is the white part of the eye. It's amazing what shows up actually in your eyes. So it is fascinating. I'm still quite new to using it as a technique within my health business. And as I said, I'm hoping to be fully qualified, certified as an iridologist in the next few months, which will be pretty exciting.
Yeah. So you'll be incorporating that in your practice, in your health coaching practice.
Definitely. Yeah. It's fascinating. When I first went to an iridologist, as I said, way back when I was 15, I was blown away by how accurate it was. Like, I, you know, and being that young and having this man looking in my eyes and, you know, telling me things, and, you know, I was like, how does he know that? Like, it's crazy. It's just, yeah, it's really, really accurate. And then once you start studying it, you start even looking more into people's eyes. Like, I always look in people's eyes anyway, but when you're studying it, you sort of, you notice marks in people's eyes. And it's quite fascinating, Karen. And it's, you know, different marks and different areas of the eyes are connected to different organs and that in the body. So exciting stuff.
Yeah. So just back to a little bit about your story, because I know we're sort of similar ages, I suppose, and we have gone through, a few challenges, I would say, both of us, and as you do when you get into a little bit older, I shouldn't say mature age, perhaps over 50 or so. Tell us a little bit about some of the challenges you've had and how you kind of navigated through them.
Well, where do we start? ongoing challenges, and as we all do, like I honestly always say to people that, life is ups and downs, full of challenges, and that's what helps you grow. And that's great. You want that because we want to keep continuing to grow. Because, I mean, if you're going along on an even pace, basically that's flatline and you're dead. So we don't want that, do we? So, you know, I've had different injury challenges through playing sport. I played quite a bit of basketball when I was younger, quite competitively. So a lot of old injuries are flaring up as I get older from that, over wear of the body. Some health issues going through menopause has been a struggle. So I find I've had to, through different stages in my life, just change, like sit back, have a look, see what's going on and try something new. And I think it's really good to be flexible and not so set in stone with what you believe at a certain time, even though I must admit when I was younger I was pretty passionate and set in stone with what I thought and believed. As I've got a bit older and matured, as we say, I've definitely softened in that area. And now I can look at other ways and other people's ideas on things and take that on board, like really take it on board and think, hang on a minute, there might be something in this, you know. I don't have to, you know, say I'm this way or I'm that way. I can actually go with the flow and go with what's feeling right with my body at the time. I suppose my biggest challenge happened to me about 12 years ago, I suppose. And when I went through a severe depression, anxiety, panic attack time, and it was really, really tough because most people that know me, I'm pretty outgoing and probably a doer, I suppose. And so a lot of people sort of didn't really even believe that I was going through those challenges. It was really a very, very hard time in my life, but I always believe that if you're given a challenge or a talent in your life, it's almost your duty to share that and so to help other people. So what that did for me was set me on studying to become a health coach and to help, you know, other people, I suppose women in particular, that go through those sort of struggles. So, you know, be really open about it, because I think, like, if people can see that you've had those pains and those struggles, it's a lot easier that you can relate with them. So, because let's face it, Karen, I mean, we're not all up all the time. There's always challenges and we can bring us down, and sometimes you go to dark places or you might have anxiety or whatever. I think mental health issues are very, very common, but hidden under the carpet to a great degree. They're starting to be a lot more out there now, but I think it's really important for us to speak about that, to make people more relaxed and not make it such a taboo subject.
Mm.
I don't know whether I answered your question there. I think I went off track a little bit.
That's all good. That's all good. I was just thinking about just the health goals and how you adjust that as you kind of throughout life, because I mean, life is a different ages. Do you feel, how do you feel, or shall I say, do you do it differently now, kind of your goal setting to when you were younger?
Yeah, definitely. Look, I was, when I was younger, it was just, I just get things done. You know, it was just quite easy to say, I'm going to do this, and I just did it, you know. Whereas as time passes and you've got a family and kids and then grandkids, you have to adjust your priorities and where you've got to put things in place. Really, really hard to keep that balance, because as a woman, I think in particular, and a mother, you're very often put other people first. And if your family asks you to help them with something or your friends, you naturally just do that. So I think it's really, really important that we, I suppose, learn to say no sometimes, so we can actually have time for ourselves, so we can actually, you know, nurture our own selves, so we will be more beneficial to the people around us. Because if you deplete everything within you, you're not going to have anything to give to everyone else that you love. So definitely have to adjust and probably try to plan a little bit better as you get older, when you've got more things in your life. Me personally, I found though, I try not to get caught up if I don't get something done. I try to be really kind to myself, and there's always tomorrow, you know. So it's, and that's a balance too, because, yeah, you know, I always say to people, like, you know, if you're having a bad day and you need a day in your pajamas or on the couch, that's great, but don't let that day turn into two, three, four days and then a week, you know. But it's great to actually have a day like that, you know, sometimes, to be able to just, you know, get off the computer, just watch Netflix if you want to, or curl up on the couch with a good book, whatever it is, go for a walk on the beach, whatever it is that sort of heals your soul, to be by yourself and to re-energize you. I think it's really important. And if we're really busy and you've got a lot going on, I sometimes say I'm really busy sometimes doing a lot of nothing. It seems like a lot of nothing sometimes, because I just, the day starts and the day ends and I think, what did I actually do? But I was doing lots, you know. So it's really important, you know, to take that time to, I think, nurture yourself as well. And I think we need that even more as we get older, as we mature, Karen, because it's, there's always more to do. So I think it's really, that's really, really important.
Yeah, that's right. There's always more to do. There's no lack of that, is it? But I heard some really good things that you said there. First of all, you said it's important to plan out the day and be able to say no to things too. And a big one that I think I heard too was to be kind to yourself too, and nurture yourself, which is so important. And it's interesting, you know, you go through life, and I'm just reflecting on when I was younger, and, you know, when you're younger, before kids, then you kind of got all the time in the world to do whatever. And it's, I guess it's a time where you can be ultimately selfish in some way, isn't it? And then you move into parenthood, then all of a sudden it becomes all about the kids. And as a mother or as a woman, it's easy to forget to nurture ourselves. But I remember when I was younger, I loved still doing my things whenever I got a chance. But I know many other young mums that dedicated all their time to their kids, and they probably think, when I get older, you know, when my kids are moved out, I'm going to really look after myself. And, you know, then time goes so quick. So before they know it, they might be grandparents, and all of a sudden you move into that role. And then There comes the motherly instinct too. You've got to be there for your grandkids or kids. I recently became a grandmother too, and it's really interesting. I often reflect, I mean, as much as you love your kids and your grandkids, I think it's really important that we remember that we are important too, because, I mean, how are we going to be good parents or grandparents if we don't take the time to, you know, to look after our own health? And sometimes I talk to a lot of women and I hear a lot of women that carry a little bit of guilt around that. They feel like they always got to be available. How do you feel about that, Jodie? You got a few grandkids too.
Yeah.
Would you just drop everything just like that when they give you a call?
Oh, look, yeah, that's a hard one for me to say no to, because my mum was amazing for me and support, so supportive in my life and helping with my kids when I was a single parent with four kids and I needed help, and my mum was always there for me. So it's almost like it's pay it forward, you know, when you've got your own kids. I sort of, and, you know, I feel very blessed that I've my daughter and son-in-law are down here and I've got, you know, my three grandkids here. So I want to help as much as I possibly can. But I also think it is important to set your own time aside and to put boundaries up there. I do struggle with this one, I must admit. I do struggle with this one because for a couple of reasons. I just love seeing my grandkids, and it's great to be involved in their life and that they're now, you know, just around the corner. And also too, I know what it's like to, you know, be at home with your kids and to be tired and need a break. So I want to give that to my daughter. But I honestly think my kids and have been so supportive for me, you know, when I was a single parent with them, that, and they, I'm sure, have seen how I've had to work and run businesses to give myself and them a good life, that they, you know, they understand when I say no as well, but because I know I'm always doing stuff. But yeah, it's, as I said, that one is a tricky one for me. It's a real tricky one to get that balance of, you know, because, oh, wouldn't it be nice just to play with your grandkids all day? Actually, no, in saying that's good to give them back sometimes too, because you get so exhausted. But yeah, balancing everything in your life, Karen, is so, it's not easy, and we all struggle. And you know, anyone who says they don't, I don't know whether they're telling the truth, because, you know, it is a struggle to keep your life in balance and always, you know, work, health, relationships, all that sort of thing. It's an ongoing thing, and as I said, you know, going with the flow and trying to keep it more as relaxed as you can, I suppose, and just don't be so hard on yourself, like, please. Like, so many people get, you know, they have the guilt, don't they? Like that guilt's for either not looking after themselves or not looking after their kids or their grandkids or their husband, their partners. If we don't do for everyone, we get guilty. We have this guilt, but it's not the way it should be. We should just, as I said, be kind to yourself and, you know, only do what you can do and rest when you can. It's important.
Yeah, and obviously that is your priority at this point in life. You're very caring and helpful with your, you know, kids and grandkids. And when I listen to you, I think, God, what a blessing that is to have. Because when I was younger and I came to Australia when my daughter was 4 months old, and I had no one around to get just a little bit of me time, and it was very, very challenging. I remember what I did at the time, though. I had to take my little ones to the creche at the gym, and I had that little hour for myself, and that made me feel really good at the time. When it comes to balance in life, though, I guess different times of our life, we're always going to have different focus, aren't we? I mean, sure. There's going to be a period in our life where we focus so much on work that sort of consumes a lot. There will be times where it's family full on, and you know, I'm a great believer that I think that it's more about kind of recognizing when we start feeling that there's one area that's really kind of getting a little bit neglected, and perhaps we start to just notice it in ways, you know, maybe we become a little bit less tolerant, maybe we become a little bit more sad, you know. And if we've got the kind of the tool to recognize that there's something going on there, maybe I need to take that time to kind of, you know, do things that are going to fill up my cup a little bit. Because, I mean, let's face it, as much as we love our grandkids, if we let, we'll say, our fitness or, you know, if we talk about our physical fitness as such, if we let that slip completely because we're just focused on the kids full stop, after a while, we probably start to feel not so good about ourselves. What do you think, Jodie? Have you got the ability to kind of notice that? Now I got to put a little bit more focus on this particular area.
Yeah, I think it's really important because, you know, I mean, I've had times in my life where, you know, my fitness has been great, like sensational, when my weight's been perfect, well, you know, perfect for my body and everything, and I felt really good. And then I've had times when I put on weight, I've had times when I've been stressed, I've had other times when I haven't been as physically fit. And again, up and down and up and down, I think I'm a doer and a don'ter. I'm either going or I'm not going or whatever. So, you know, and look, I'm 57, you know, now, and I haven't got it right yet. I'm still working on it. I'm still trying to get that balance. And at the moment, I'm still struggling through the menopausal stuff and, you know, the weight gain through that and trying to be kind to myself about that and get back, you know, to a bit more fitness. My personality type is sort of a little bit of an all or nothing sort of person. So I struggle with building up to get somewhere. I sort of look at the big picture and I think that's where I want to go. Why aren't I there now? You know, and it's really easy to get hard on yourself because of that. And then you get stuck with starting. And I think it's just really important just to start. I think I read something actually, it might have even been today. It might have been a meme about that's or someone posted on Instagram or something, one of my friends that was, you know, just start and each day take a little bit step forward. And I would love to be able to say who said this because just to give them credit for it, because it's not my saying or anything, but basically, you know, if you start each day doing something, you're closer to where you want to be.
Yeah.
Whereas just sitting stagnant is not good for anyone, you know. And as I said, have your day on the couch when you need it, but don't let that day turn into, you know, days and weeks and months, you know. Get out, ring a friend, you know, go for a walk, do, you know, we know, Karen, that physically moving your body and getting out in the fresh air and the sunshine is so good for your health, you know. Your endorphins and everything, how it, you know, just how it makes you feel better when you actually move and do something. So I try, and I find I'm better when I do something earlier in the morning, like when I first get up, you know, whether it's to go for a walk or do something like that, even just standing outside if I'm really, you know, busy, and I'm even standing outside barefoot on the grass, you know, and just looking up to the sky and, you know, thanking, you know, look at this beautiful place. We're so blessed to live in Torquay. You know, just giving thanks, being grateful, and just as I said, even if it's as little as standing outside on the ground with your bare feet, for me that helps.
Lots of lovely reflections there. So I mean, what would you say to women around, you know, from 50 and up. What would be your kind of top tips for kind of adjusting their health goals as, you know, they move through life, to get them to stay balanced and feeling happy? What would you say to women if you were to talk to a woman now? What would you say to them?
Start where you are. You know, basically, it doesn't matter where you are now. You don't have to stay there. You can move ahead. And I speak to so many people, older women in particular, that think it's too late. Mm. It's never too late. You know, it is never too late to try something new, to get started on a health journey, a good eating plan. There's so many amazing things that you can actually do to help you, and so many amazing people that can help you. I also think it's really, really important to understand that no one knows everything. So it's really great to have someone to work with, and to either a mentor or a coach or a, you know, a buddy of some sort, you know, to have a little bit of accountability to what you're doing, or just to, you know, be a shoulder to cry on, a support, you know, when you need it, you know, an encouragement, you know, whatever it may be. It's, I think it's really important for, I find, is when I'm with people, the support is what really drives me. And that's why I love helping other, you know, other women, and people in general, you know, just to, you know, get where they want to go, because it's, as you know, Karen, being a coach, you know, when you achieve stuff, it's so awesome. But when your friends or your clients and your customers and, you know, and people around you, your family achieve, it's so much better, you know, and it brings me just so much joy seeing others achieve. Sorry, I'm going to get a bit teary talking about this. I just think we all need to support each other.
There was some really good tips in there, I think, to women, not just women that are a little bit more mature, younger as well. And I think the thing that you said, just start where you are now, basically, and how important isn't that? Because it really comes down to kind of really accepting where you are now. And often say to my clients too that, you know, the thing is, where you are now is based on the actions you did in the past. That's what's taking you to where you are now. So imagine where you can end up if you make changes now and start. And that's, I think, if people can kind of look at it that way, it is a fantastic way of looking at things, isn't it? Because it puts you in the power. You actually got the power, because when we think about the things we've done, it could be bad habits of, you know, not eating very well, or it could be that we have just not moved enough. We have neglected to nurture ourselves, and that's brought us to a current position where we're very happy, and we start to feel unbalanced or, you know, not so well within. So I think that's really, really important. So really getting started and getting into it and putting them on the path and realizing that, you said, it's never, ever too late to make a change. And I think that's a wonderful thing. I think that it's all about attitude, isn't it? I mean, I actually saw a 90-year-old woman when I was out in the shop before, and she was just incredible. And I thought, wow, being like that when you're 90, it's got to come down to your mindset a lot, your outlook on life, thinking that it's never too late. You know, it's, as I say, it's all in your mind. If you can have that mindset, yeah, I can change. How exciting can life be in front of you then? It changes everything, doesn't it? Yeah,
for sure. And it's important too, not to dwell on the past and your past mistakes. it, learn from those mistakes, because that's, you're never going to be able to go back and do anything different because that was your past. So don't sort of, I would say, don't live with regrets of what you've done. Just, you know, look forward to what you can do, you know, and don't ever think you can't do anything is possible. I really, really believe that. And like you said, Karen, mindset is everything. So if your mind is not in that place of feeling, you know, that you can do everything, you get help from someone. You know, speak to a friend, reach out. You know, speak to a friend, go to a coach, whatever, because you know, support is everything. And I know when I went through that really bad time, my friends were what helped me, you know, through that and got me back on track, you know. So, and then a little bit of, you know, self-talk and faking it till I made it, like as they say, because what you say to yourself, you know, it, your body hears everything you say and think. So it's really important to be kind to yourself. I know I keep saying that, be kind to yourself, but it's so important. Be happy. Be happy. Even when you're not, you can choose. You can choose how you feel. You can choose how you react. It's always up to you. You know,
and that can be really confronting for some people, particularly when it comes to, you know, changing things, because we got to look at and address how we think about things, because how we think about things obviously create feelings. And I'm just thinking, as we mature through life, and if we consistently compare ourselves with the past self, for example, you and me, if we look back to when we were 25 and we think about how we were feeling when we were 25 and we keep thinking, oh, I want to go back there, which, you know, that's not really realistic, is it? And I believe thinking that way and comparing yourself with your past self is not necessarily healthy. We can learn from it, but then be realistic and look forward and focus on what really does work. And I often, you know, I teach my body awakening classes, and I sometimes pick up on women when they say, oh, you know, it's hurting here and I can't do this and this is not working. And I kind of turn it around and say, but what did actually work? And that hadn't actually entered their mind, that, you know, they turned up and they could move this and they could move that. They were actually 90% of the class they could do, but yet they focus on the thing that doesn't move. And I guess that's how we got to retrain our mind to think in a different way there, which will make us a whole lot happier, won't it?
Oh, for sure. And it doesn't matter what you can't do. There's, I mean, and don't compare yourself to other people. Like, just because someone's like, Karen, I couldn't do what you do. Like, I mean, with your Pilates, the way your body moves and the stuff you do, I know you want to get me out on that
I'm getting it next week. I'm booking you for a session. I'll take you
so that'll be interesting. Look, I love the ocean, so if I fall in, it doesn't really matter. But yeah, that'll be quite interesting. I can't imagine me doing that, but I'll give it a crack. I just think, you know, try anything if you can, you know, but it's just have fun while you do it. And
yeah,
it doesn't matter, because we don't have to be perfect. You know, when you're younger, you think that, don't you? And I mean, I've got a bit of a perfectionist personality, I suppose, which I'm definitely let a lot of that go now as I'm getting more mature. It seems so funny. How did we get here? Like, it's just, you know, when you're, as you said, 25, 30, whatever, you never think you're going to be there. And when you get to the age you're at, it's like you don't feel any different in your head. You feel like you're still the same person, you know, but sometimes, yes, your body might let you down a little bit, you know, and it could have been from not keeping, you know, your health up, or it could be a hormonal challenge or whatever it may be. But you just, it's just adapt to that, you know, and do what you can do. And find something that really lights you up, you know, and is fun to do. Like if you enjoy walking, if you enjoy swimming, if you enjoy dancing, you know, just dance around the house, like anything to get your body moving. You know, if you want to do yoga or Pilates or, you know, just stretching, as I said, standing outside in the sunshine, whatever it may be, standing outside in the rain, if that, you know, if you prefer that, but, you know, going for a hike in the woods, what the woods, the, we don't call it woods here in Australia. That's a walk in the forest or, you know,
I just think
have fun while you do it. Find someone else who wants to do it with you, or, you know, you'll have days. I mean, I know I have days where I love walking by myself. I love being by myself. And then I have days where I just love having lots of people around me. And then the days where I just want one person with me, you know, it's just, you know, it's different, you know, it's just different every single day. So you wake up and, you know, as I said, we can choose where we have to go and what we want to do and how we want to feel about it.
Yeah. And I hear a lot, you obviously tap in to do what you're really passionate about, you know, find some movement. If we're talking exercise that you're going to enjoy, it might be taking up dancing lessons that in the past you would have been sitting on the spin bike. And later on in the life, maybe you take up some dancing lessons instead. But I was also kind of laughing a little bit here when you said, about perfection. Having that mindset is not always very healthy, is it? Because, it's when are we ever perfect? And I keep thinking, I'm here now, sitting here thinking, did I think that I was perfect when I was 25? I probably didn't. Because then I would be looking at something, I would probably go, oh, maybe next year I'll be perfect when I'm fit or this way. So I think maybe if we look at it that way, maybe we haven't had those times where we thought it is just perfect. Maybe we should start to tell us that it is perfect the way we are right now.
Yeah. Maybe that. I always say, Karen, I always say, you know how that saying is practice makes perfect? Mm. Well, I always say practice makes better. Because really, I mean, how you are is perfect. It is perfect for you at that particular time. However you are, that is perfect for you at that particular time.
Yeah,
you know, but to be what is perfection? That's a whole nother question. I mean, you know, because perfection to me, you know, means something probably different to what perfection to you means and just what other people mean. So I think it's an unrealistic word and space to you know, try to achieve perfection, because is it really even possible?
I actually think a lot of when we think about perfection comes from comparison, to be honest, because, you know, why don't we think we're perfect the way we are now? I actually feel that now in my, I keep saying mature age or a little bit later stages in my life. I actually feel now that I have got full self-acceptance. I feel perfect the way I am now, even though I may not be the ideal weight. Maybe I am, but I feel perfect the way I am. So I think that we can have that mindset, but it comes down to having a real acceptance for ourselves. So in a healthier way of looking at it, if you understand what I mean, I really think that perfection, that kind of way of being really harsh on yourself comes from, you know, comparing something, yourself to something that is just not you.
Yeah. So perfection, I think striving for perfection makes you more judgmental.
Yeah.
And I think judgment is not a great thing at all. I think judging others and being critical of others, how others are or how others should be, because everyone is perfect how they are, and who are we to judge anyone? And you know we put people up on a pedestals and think, oh, I just want to, I'd like to be like, I'd like to have her body, you know, I would like to have her skin, her hair, you know, that, whatever it may be, striving for something like that is just ridiculous when you think about it, because that's a whole nother person. So, you know, just strive for you to be the best you can be at any particular time.
Absolutely. Do the best with what you got. And if that means that you've got one leg, you do the best with that, what you can. I remember the times in life when I was actually reflecting when I had my, I've had two ankle reconstructions. And of course, that was a bit devastating because I was, my life was all about teaching people fitness. And, you know, but I didn't really stop. Even after my surgeries, I was still doing some movement myself, with navigating, you know, doing things with one leg. And I remember at the time thinking, do you know what? I feel exactly the same. And if I had one leg, I'd still be doing what I'm doing. And to me, I didn't see it as a hindrance and, as such. So that was really fascinating, really. And that put me in just thinking about people that perhaps people that are not, in a wheelchair, for example, we can look at a person like that and think, oh, that's a hindrance for them. But that's in our perception. You know, that person might find that's a blessing in many ways, and there's many other things they can do. So it's all, again, comes down to your mindset, doesn't it? Yeah. What we, and not compare ourselves to others. So, Jodi, what I'd like to kind of finish off with is just ask you, because we've gotten so many tips here for women or anyone of how you can kind of navigate through life by setting goals that are going to make you feel a little bit more happy and balanced within. I want to just finish off asking you, how would you say living about, what does it mean to you to live a balanced life? How does that look to you?
Oh, to me, it's having love and laughter in your life, hence why I called my business Healing with Love and Laughter, because to me, without love and laughter, you've got nothing. You know, I just think that's really, really important. So if you're balanced in your health, your fitness, your family, relationships, every area in your life, it's a lot easier to have a lot of fun and to laugh more and to, enjoy it. And, you know, so finding something that you love, enjoy it while you're doing it. To me, if you're doing something that you're not enjoying, I know sometimes we do have to do things that we don't really enjoy, but really try to find most of your day filled with things that you actually do enjoy and being with people that you actually love, you know. So if it lights you up, do it more. Mm. If it makes you feel good, do it more. That could be a bit of a that could be fun. Like eating chocolate, a lot of people like to do. I wouldn't say necessarily doing that more is the best thing, but you know, eating chocolate to a degree is okay. But you understand where I'm coming from. You know, getting yourself to a place where you can be comfortable in how you feel, how you look, how you present yourself, I suppose, to the world, without judgment, without striving for perfection, just be yourself. And as I said, have a lot of fun doing it. Me personally, I just love to love and put a lot of love out there. Karen, I'm a cuddler. If I see anyone, my friends, I'm not a handshaker, I'm a cuddler. So to me, you know, really embracing that part of me is when I'm truly at my happiest. Yeah. So my I suppose to finish it off would be to say to people, find what you love, find what you love and do it lots, you know, really. That's it.
I absolutely think that is so true. I remember myself saying at one of the retreats, think back in your life and think this way, that if you were to have followed your heart or your gut feel, like your passion up until this day, how different would your life have been? So think about that, because I know a lot of people have perhaps not really followed their true heart's desire. They opted for something different because of circumstances, or perhaps they just haven't been brave enough to do that. And I think a lot of us would, our life would possibly be very different now if we would have approached life earlier on in that way. But now, knowing that it's so important to follow your heart's desire, imagine how different your life could become moving forward. So
yeah, I think also too, it's important to yes, to do that, but you know, as we know, again, still what I touched on before, don't dwell on that you didn't when you did. Just start from now.
Absolutely.
Just start from now, because it, you know, I've always been a person that have followed my passions. If I love it, I'll do it, you know, and if I find something that I'm interested in, I study it, I learn it, I love it. But, you know, if you maybe have a, you know, I don't like to live in regrets, but if you sort of think, oh, I've always wanted to do this, well, do it. Like, you know, if you really want to do something, don't regret about it. Just work out how you can do it if you're still passionate about it. You know, because as I said, it's never too late, you know, and, you know, there might be some things that you think, oh, but there's no way I could do that now or whatever. But, you know, maybe there is a way, you know, just as I said, start. Today, you know, and move, you know, find the steps that you need to be able to do that. If it's something that you're really passionate about, you know, I would really highly recommend that you, if you don't have the resources to find out how you can get there, you know, find someone that can help you get there, like, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. So to all the listeners here, obviously, you can reach out to both myself and to Jody if you want to have a chat about anything. The information will be posted below, but it's been a pleasure to have a little chat to you, Jody, and I'd love to catch up with you a little bit more and get you on my surf ski.
Turns up. Yeah, that'll be interesting. We could film that, Karen. That'll be fun.
We definitely will do that. So I'd like to thank you, Jody, and I'd like to thank all the listeners who have listened to this conversation, this heartfelt conversation today. And feel free to get in contact with us if you've got any questions, of course, and we look forward to seeing you soon again. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Karen, for having me on. It was really fun.
No worries. Thanks, everyone.
Love to everyone.